علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the important topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are taking our discussion from inspirations from the sermon of Qasi'ah, which is the sermon number 192 in Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains some of these important factors that lead to the progress of nations and some of the factors that lead to the degradation and the underdevelopment of certain nations. And in the previous session, we discussed about the fact that as a result of patience, as a result of being careful of their duties, because of as a result of resisting and showing that resisting methodology, despite having suffering and problems and difficulties, they are able to get victory. They are able to get felicity and achieve a certain level of freedom from that type of, from those difficulties that they were facing in the world. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says, حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَى اللَّهُ جِدَّ الصَّبْرِ مِنْهُمْ عَلَى الْأَذَى فِي مَحَبَّتِهِ وَالْإِحْتِمَالِ الْمَكْرُوهِ وَالْإِحْتِمَالَ لِلْمَكْرُوهِ مِنْ خَوْفِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ مَضَايِقِ الْبَلَاءِ فَرَجًا. Allah placed for them in the midst of those difficulties a victory. He found for them a victory.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, this is where Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us and he's teaching us, just like he said previously, that, O people, O Muslim Ummah, take time, think about what happened to the previous nations. Think what led to their progress. Ponder about what led to their destruction. And now when you see that, then you emulate those things. Keep in mind those things so that you can reach progress. This is one of the things that Imam Ali alayhi salam tells us. To be patient out of God's love. To suffer because of your worry, because of your fear of what will happen if you do not continue your struggle. What will happen in the hereafter? How will you face God? These are the worries that keep, and this is the fear that keep a believer on track. فَأَبَدَ لَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ مَكَانَ الذُّلِّ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed and kept in place of their humiliation and their lowliness, He kept in the place of these things honor. فَأَبَدَ لَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ مَكَانَ الذُّلِّ. They received honor in place of that indignity and lowliness and humiliation. وَالْأَمْنَ مَكَانَ الْخَوْفِ. And then they achieved security in place of the fear that they had. Before they were afraid. They were afraid to send their children to schools because their children would be bombed and killed. They were afraid to leave their houses alone because they didn't know what would happen to them. They were afraid to sleep at night because they didn't know whether a bomb will be dropped on their heads or not. They were fearful. They were afraid. They didn't know that at night suddenly an officer is going to come and open the doors of their houses and is going to attack them and remove them from their house. They had this fear. But because they struggled, because they had patience in the love of God, because they feared God, and they didn't want to face the wrath of the hereafter and were ready to bear the difficulties of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed their situation, and now instead of fear, they had peace and security. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Imam Ali al-Islam goes further and said, فَصَارُوا مُلُوكًا حُكَّامًا. Not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them peace and security, He made them the kings and the rulers. And this is the result of that patience.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, as I said previously, as a result of these struggles and that they had, the patience that they had, because of the fear of God that they had, they were ready to bear these difficulties but continue their resistance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed them. فَصَارُوا مُلُوكًا حُكَّامًا. Before they were being led, they were being ruled, they were being tyrannized. They were the ruled. But now they have become the rulers. They were under the influence of kings, but now they have become the kings, they have become the leaders. And inshallah, this is what is going to happen to the oppressed people of the world. Those oppressed people that continue the path of resistance, those who stand up in the face of injustice, Allah will replace the evildoers with the good doers. Allah will make them the kings. And this is a promise. This is a reality that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, that in the previous sessions I mentioned this, that Imam Ali alayhi salam clearly said that this is a divine norm. It's a divine principle in the societies. It's a social divine norm. It's a godly norm. That those people who are oppressed, when they struggle, when they sacrifice, when they form a resistance front, and in that patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will slowly make them the leaders, and they will take over. But then they should remember to be just and to be good so that they can, take further the word of God. وَأَئِمَّةً أَعْلَامًا. And then they will become the leaders. Rather, they will become like the flags which people will look at as role models for resistance and struggling against oppression. And inshallah, this will definitely happen, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the people of Palestine are able to achieve this level because of the sacrifice and struggle that they are undergoing. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه